Morning. Let's go ahead and turn to Psalm 37. We'll be continuing. I'm going to take a little bit of the Martin Lloyd-Jones approach and go verse by verse through Psalm 37, so we will see how long this takes. But this is really, really weighty for us. And I actually think it's very also applicable in this time, in this season of the church, what the Spirit is doing. So let's take a look today at Psalm 37, verse 3. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Amen. Let's remember the context of the psalm here. We started in verses 1 and 2. David exhorting us, do you remember? Not to fret over evildoers and not to envy them. Because God knows about the wicked, doesn't he? And they even flourish. It seems to us they're flourishing greatly, right? Kind of like the grass of the field out here in Elbert County. It flourished all summer long. And how's it doing now? It's dead. Not so good. In other words, the exhortation is not to get so wound up about what the evildoers are doing. We must be aware, and we must even give warning, but may the works of the evildoers not characterize our conversations. May their wicked deeds not captivate us. But instead, may we trust in the Lord and do good. See, we're called to live a life of confidence and contentment in God. That's really the message today. Live a life of confidence and contentment in God. And these will guard us from worry, from the evil around us. Trust in the Lord and do good. The word trust here is a lot like our word faith. Very similar. Trusting is to be confident in. What are you secure in? It's where your hope lies. What are you absolutely sure of? It should be God. As Christians, our lives are characterized by a believing reliance upon God. Believing reliance. We lean upon his promises, his grace, his providence. And I just as a side note, sometimes when we hear that word leaning, you might think of something like this, right? I'm leaning. But think of it more about these trusses holding up this roof. They're leaning on the posts, and it's pretty important that they're laying upon them, isn't it? That's like our trust in God. We are held up by God in the same way. This trust enables us then to go do good works, right? We can only do good works because of this faith and trust we have in God. As James 2 reminds us, if any of you says to someone poor and lacking food, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So we're called to trust in God by faith and go do good works. This is what we're to be busy about. It's what we're to be captivated by. And what's to characterize us as Christians, realizing this incredible gift of faith, we're propelled to go forward now and do good works. We must trust in the Lord and go and do good. Secondly, we're called to dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. And at first glance, you go, what does this mean? And I want you to notice something. Some of you probably have different versions of the Bible out there. But notice, in the ESV, we even get a slightly different truth here for us. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Befriend faithfulness. Or in the King James Version, thou shalt dwell in the land and verily thou shalt be fed. So what is this? To dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Well, more literally, in the Hebrew, the picture here of dwelling in the land is one of dwelling where God has you. Where does God have you right now? And feeding on his faithfulness would probably be most literally grazing on his faithfulness. So they're great questions for us to consider today. Are you where God has you? Are you active, engaged, involved in where he's planted you? Right here, right now, in this life, in this season of life? Or are you tempted to escape it? To get wound up about the next wicked thing the works of the evildoers are doing? Are you discontent? Are you lost in your daydreams of the future? Distraction, distracted by something that went wrong yet again. But can we make our God in his providential, perfect will, where he has us right now, can that be our heart's delight? No matter what the circumstances are. May we feed on his faithfulness. And as the ESV says, I like that, befriend faithfulness. Is his constant abiding your friend? Is your companion God's faithfulness? Faithfulness. May this be our delight. For we know there's a temptation to trust in ourselves. Has anybody ever sensed that? Trust in yourself, maybe every day? But you find yourself at some point in faith to not want to trust in yourself. You've done that before and you know the results, right? But you want a deeper trusting in God alone. So the question for us today is, what do you trust in? Where do you go? Not just in the hard times or the big decisions of life, but every day, in the mundane even of life. What are you grazing upon? You see the deer of the field grazing upon the food that God gives them. What are you grazing upon? Walk with the King. Trust in him. Be about what he puts right in front of you. And indeed, you will be fed, for he is faithful. May we live a life of confidence and contentment in God, trusting in him and living right where he has us, finding our joy in his faithfulness. Amen. Let us now turn to our time of confession and take a moment to self-examine where we place our trust, where we dwell, and what we feed upon. And before we pray, brothers and sisters, I want to confess to you, I had a circumstance a couple days ago that was difficult. It was a kind of a loss, if you will. And I didn't trust in God fully. I didn't run to him in this way. And I let discouragement creep in. And these times are revealing, aren't they? They're revealing, and we say and we cry out, God, may you increase and may I decrease. I want to trust in God more. Does anyone want to trust in God more? And I want to know more that confidence and contentment in him alone. May we trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. May his faithfulness be our very best friend. Let's pray. Father God, we confess to you today that sometimes circumstances rise up. And Lord, we don't hold fast. We're tempted and even discouraged about the circumstance, considering our own paths, our own plan to be best and better than your precious and perfect and providential will. Oh God, I confess this to you. And God, may you lead us with repentant and humble hearts to look and see what goodness you have put in front of us, how your faithfulness is perfect and builds and strengthens. And you are a loving heavenly Father who imparts to your children exactly what we need right when we need it, that we may grow and give all glory to you. Oh God, do this work, that we may trust in you and do good. Take a moment now to individually confess our sins to you.